Hugh Stewart.
Morning, Adam.
Good morning, Matty.
Well, you got the hope of the Apple Isle on your shoulders with Mystic Journey and the All-Star Mile, and she took an important step in Lonnie last night.
Really did. I thought she was fantastic last night. Every time we expose her, she continues to present better, and I thought she went to another level once again. Admittedly, only over 1,100 metres, but sectionals on the way she attacked the line was fantastic.
And a couple of those Melbourne wins were quite extraordinary, the way she was able to do it. She might just be that horse every trainer's been looking for, especially the top trainer in Tassie. She might be the one that can take you to the mainland more often than not, I'd say.
So we're quite hopeful. She continues to sort of step up, and she's getting better as she's getting more exposure on her. So she's doing nothing wrong. The bar's going to continue to be raised, but every time we've done that, she's come to it and jumped it quite easily. So she's a very exciting filly.
Is the All-Star Mile the sole aim? And, of course, you've got to jump through a couple of hoops to get there. You've got to be voted in and all that sort of stuff. And I'll ask you about that. Or has she got an open agenda and the All-Star just happens to be something that's in the back of your mind?
So our primary target is the Australian Guineas, a fortnight before the All-Stars Mile, primarily because that's guaranteed. She's guaranteed to get a start. We can focus on that with total clarity, as opposed to the All-Star Mile. It's up in the air. So that from a timing perspective, it works out. The All-Star Mile works out really well in with the Australian Guineas. It's a fortnight post Guineas, so we can go there to the Australian Guineas with good confidence. And from a programming perspective, should we be fortunate enough to get a vote or win the Australian Guineas and get a wild card, the All-Star's going to work in fantastic for her.
Well, that's it. The wild card will come your way if you win the Guineas. There's no doubt about that. But before then, there's the accumulation of votes. And how's she going on the polling at the moment, Mystic Journey?
So the girls were telling me at the races last night she was number 26 or 27 in order of entry.
Yep.
And I believe she's acquired a few more votes throughout the course of the evening. So obviously we're only really early days in the voting process. It's a new concept to me, obviously, but I would suggest a few people would be sitting back seeing as to how she come up. So she's had a run now and she'll have another run before the voting closes. So the form that we believe she's in and the exposed form that everyone's seeing, sort of, I think she's going to come up on a lot of people's radars, or I'm hopeful.
Some are using social media to attract votes, and others, like the crew with Urban Ruler, are just using their data bank of owners. But it sounds like you're principally relying on Mystic Journey's racetrack performances to gather votes?
Myself personally as a trainer, yes. My job's a trainer and sort of get her to the races in the best order. So marketing obviously isn't my strong point. There's a few things going on in the background with Taz Racing, Armadale Stud, the Bretta and so forth. And there's a couple of concepts that are going to come forward for the last 10 days of the voting process, an incentive scheme, I believe. But from a personal viewpoint, I'm just quite happy to let the filly do the talking.
Just as far as the Australian Guineas goes, are you comfortable that she's at least as good as most of the likely opposition? I mean, the Autumn Sun's probably not going to run, and the rest are an even sort of batch. And I know that she comes from a sort of an out of sight, out of mind state in some ways, but are you comfortable that with what she's shown that she's as good as most three-year-olds out there?
I really am, sort of. And the form line stacks up as well. You look at Fundamentalist, which ran second or in the Phillies Classic there on Cox Plate Day, come out and ran really well in the Meyer Stakes, group one. So I think at times and sectional support that she's good enough, her race day performance supports that she's good enough, and really looking forward to getting her to Flemington. You've seen her be so good at Moonee Valley, and Launceston obviously was fantastic at Caulfield, winning the Jim Maloney Stakes there. But just want to see her get to a big galloping track where she can balance up and lengthen. She attacks the line and runs right through it. So just where she can gallop in a straight line with good balance, I'm really looking forward to getting her to Flemington.
I noticed that it was a momentous day down in Lonnie last night, because I think the shortest price favourite in modern history went under in the other race. The Joe O'Neill's three-year-old got rolled in the, what was it, the size, at about $1.05?
the thousand guineas. So yeah, she our long Sally's her name.
Mm.
She ran second, ran fantastic. Drew a sticky barrier. Went. I just wanted her to go back, follow the field, and work into it. She went back.
I didn't realise that she was. I just at the corner of my eye caught it. And I didn't realise that she was yours. That's hence the pause when we discussed it. But well, she is notorious now as the shortest price favourite to get beaten in a long time.
Yeah, so frustrating night. She ran fantastic. She'll build off that, and as soon as she gets any sort of good luck, she's going to win a good race. But no, knock on the filly. She went super, but circumstances didn't work out.
It just happens that way sometimes. Mate, well done with the strength of team that you've been able to assemble, and it just looks like Mystic Journey might be that horse you've been waiting for a long time. So fingers crossed that the passage to the All-Star Mile goes smoothly.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.